Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1501, Four Introvert-Friendly Ideas to Find Your Mom Tribe by Emma Scheib of introvertdear.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator. So glad you've joined us once more and chosen to do right by your relationships. So today, the post I'm going to read for you comes from introvertdear.com. You heard the title, but I think that this post is great for anyone looking to find their tribe, as you will see in the writing. And I'll talk more about that in my commentary at the end. So for now, let's jump in and start this off as we optimize your life. Four Introvert-Friendly Ideas to Find Your Mom Tribe by Emma Scheib of introvertdear.com. Just because I'm an introvert doesn't mean I don't have a tribe, or that I don't enjoy spending time with others. In fact, I don't think I could make it through some days without my tribe of mom friends. We each have each other's backs when the toddler is eating the Cheerios out of the box at the grocery store. We text each other after tantrum number 23, and we console each other when the baby hasn't napped all day. We can't do it alone, even us fiercely independent introverts. Personally, I didn't even identify strongly as an introvert until I was a mom. There was something about having a baby that made me want to climb into my closet and hibernate for a few years. But having a small group of friends that I can rely on in tough times and who understand me and my introverted ways makes my life so much richer. It hasn't always been easy making friends, though. And as introverts, starting new friendships can sometimes be a struggle. To those who don't know us well, we may seem rude, cold, or distant because we don't bubble over with pleasantries the way that some extroverts do. Others may assume our quietness equates to shyness, so they spare us the pain of conversation. If you're having trouble finding your mom tribe, then you might want to try some of these ideas for connecting with other moms and making valued friendships. How to find your mom tribe. Number 1. New baby groups. With your firstborn, you will likely attend some sort of antenatal class. This is the perfect place to meet other moms. My antenatal class of 9 years still meets up, and several of us have formed lifelong friendships. By the time I had my second child, almost 5 years later, we'd moved cities, and there are no antenatal classes for number 2. I was lucky to get involved in a post-baby group run in our community. Again, I met moms here that 5 years later I count as some of my best friends. Bigger groups like these can be daunting and anxiety-provoking for us introverts. So go slow and start by trying to connect with just one other mom. There's no rule that says you have to be friends with the entire group. Number 2, fitness classes. As an introvert, I'm drawn more to individual sports like running and triathlon and have never been much of a gym goer. But as a new mom, it can be really hard to get back into a fitness routine after having a baby. I just couldn't hop on my bike or in the pool like I used to. When I had my firstborn, my local gym offered buggy fit classes. These classes were designed to enable new moms to attend with their baby, negating the need for a babysitter, and routines were designed so that strollers were included in the cardio portion. Baby lulled to sleep, mom's able to sweat and chat with other moms. It was perfect. A group fitness class might not be right for every introvert, but it was right for me in small doses. Don't feel that you need to connect with everyone attending the class, but keep your radar active. Who knows? You might only connect with one other mom, but it might be a lifelong soul connection. Number 3, Facebook groups. Don't underestimate the power of online friendships. As introverts, online friendships provide a safe space to get to know people without the added pressures or expectations when that person lives in close physical proximity. It can be easier to honor our boundaries and needs as introverts in an online friendship. Facebook groups are a great way to connect with like-minded people. A quick search for introverted moms found a list of such groups, including the Introverted Moms Club, which I belong to, Introvert Moms, and the even more specific Introverted Homeschooling Christian Moms Book Club. Number 4. Turn your tribe radar on. Okay, this one is a bit hard to define, but stick with me. As an introvert, I often shy away from meeting new people. But I usually get a sort of sixth sense which I like to call my tribe radar, when I do. I usually know when to extend myself that little bit extra. A few years ago, I volunteered on a school class trip. The trip involved walking about 35-year-olds through a beautiful beach reserve. I'd come prepared with my to-go coffee. Another mom wasn't as prepared. We bonded over our coffee love, and within a few minutes of talking, I knew I needed this woman in my life. Our kids weren't even friends. 3 years later, and she is still one of my besties, and I affectionately call her my soul sister. I'm not sure if this would have been the case if I had not been so in tune that day. Sometimes, and maybe this is more true for us highly sensitive introverts, you just get that feeling when you meet someone new. Even as introverts, we aren't made to do life alone. Our lives are richer and more meaningful when we connect with others. If you haven't found your mom tribe yet, I hope there's something small you can do this week that will help you do just that. And if you're lucky enough to already have a mom tribe, can I ask you a favor? Watch out for other introverted moms and keep your radar switched on. She might not have her own tribe or even any friends. Give her a smile, offer a coffee. You never know where you might find your next soul sister. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Introvert-Friendly Ideas to Find Your Mom Tribe, by Emma Scheib of introvertdear.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a big thank you to Emma Scheib for yet another contribution. She writes for a few different sites that we share throughout the network. And I'm going to use this outro to shamelessly plug a service that I always love and that really fits with what she's talking about. And no, this is not a sponsor. I recommend that anyone who is in search of their tribe, check out meetup.com. It is particularly lively if you live in a more populous area, but it's basically a site that enables you to search for groups in your area that meet up to do whatever it is that you like to do. You might find a chess group 10 minutes away that meets at 6:30 on Tuesdays, a pickup basketball group 5 minutes away that meets Monday and Wednesday nights at 8 to play, whatever you're into. And of course, you can also start your own group to find like-minded people if you haven't found one already. So definitely a great site for keeping your hobbies alive and maintaining good relationships. Whether or not you're a mom in search of their tribe, be sure to give Meetup a look. Okay, and we'll finish up now, everyone. As always, I'm so glad you made it here today for another installment. Thank you very much for coming, and if you did enjoy it, then come on back tomorrow because we'll have another post for the parents out there. That's where your optimal life awaits.